reading from the book of Genesis. God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, "Be fertile and multiply and fill the earth. Dread fear of you shall come upon all the animals of the earth and all the birds of the air, upon all the creatures that move about on the ground and all the fishes of the sea. Into your power they are delivered. Every creature that is alive shall be yours to eat. I give them all to you as I did the green plants. Only flesh with its lifeblood still in it shall you not eat. For your own lifeblood too I will demand an accounting. From every animal I will demand it, and from man in regard to his fellow man I will demand an accounting for human life. If anyone sheds the blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God has man been made. Be fertile then and multiply, abound on the earth and subdue it." God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "See, I am now establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that was with you. All the birds and the various tame and wild animals that were with you and came out of the ark. I will establish my covenant with you, that never again shall all bodily creatures be destroyed by the waters of a flood. There shall not be another flood to devastate the earth." God added, "This is the sign that I am giving for all ages to come, of the covenant between me and you and every living creature with you. I set my bow in the clouds to serve as a sign of the covenant between me and the earth." The word of the Lord. From heaven the Lord looks down on the earth. The nations shall revere your name, O Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory, when the Lord has rebuilt Zion and appeared in his glory, when he has regarded the prayer of the destitute and not despised their prayer. Look down on the earth. Let this be written for the generation to come, and let his future creatures praise the Lord. The Lord looked down from his holy height, from heaven he beheld the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoners, to release those doomed to die. Heaven, the Lord looks down on all the earth. The children of your servants shall abide, and their posterity shall continue in your presence, that the name of the Lord may be declared in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem, when the peoples gather together in the kingdoms to serve the Lord. Receive this message not as the words of man, but as truly the word of God. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples set out for the villages around Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he asked his disciples this question, "Who do people say that I am?" They replied, "Some John the Baptizer, others Elijah, still others one of the prophets." "And you," he went on to ask, "who do you say that I am?" Peter answered him, "You are the Messiah." Then he strictly ordered them not to tell anyone about him. He then began to teach them that the Son of Man had to suffer much, be rejected by the elders and chief priests and the scribes, be put to death, and rise 3 days later. He said this quite openly. Peter then took him aside and began to remonstrate with him. At this, he turned around and, eyeing the disciples, reprimanded Peter in turn. Get out of my sight, you Satan. You are not judging by God's standards, but by man's. The Gospel of the Lord. In today's Gospel, our Lord teaches us that truth is not determined by public opinion polls, for he clearly opposed the disciples, the apostles, asking them, what do people say about me? Who do people say that I am? They reply who the people are declaring him to be. And then he asks the disciples, but only one has the courage to stand up and offer his opinion. And Peter will declare the truth. You are the Messiah. St. Matthew gives us the more detailed account, for it is here that we know that our Lord would hence promise Peter the keys of the kingdom of heaven because of his profession in faith. And yet, shortly after St. Peter makes this declaration, we see him remonstrating with our Lord, that is, questioning what he teaches. And so, our Lord, wishing to teach us all, and particularly in the person of St. Peter, pulls him aside and tells him, as in today's translation, it says, get out of my sight, you Satan. But that is not the authentic sense of what our Lord said. He said, get behind me, Satan, and using that word Satan in its original meaning as an adversary. In other words, he is simply telling Peter, do not judge by your own standards, but judge by God's standards. And for this time, Peter, just get behind me. That is, sit at my feet and learn from me, for I am the divine teacher. And so we must all learn from the divine teacher, because he is the great benefactor of mankind. Peter would come to know this because Peter would eventually become, truly become, a true child of the Blessed Virgin Mary on the feast of the first Pentecost. And so we must all get behind our Lord, that is, accept his teachings and not judge according to our standards, but according to divine standards. Indeed, often it is when we believe that we are exercising the truth in a manner, we take matters into our own hands, knowing that the scripture, it says to us, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, because we often judge according to our own human standards. We recognize, as Peter, that our Lord is the Messiah, that he is the Son of the living God, and in doing so, we recognize his majesty, his splendor, and all the other attributes of Almighty God, but we often restrict them to our own finite understanding, not giving them the broad, infinite meaning that they truly have. And so we must, as St. Peter came to understand, be willing to forgive 7 times a day if that is necessary. And so let us ask St. Peter to intercede for us this day, so that we may come to know and understand the gospel as he came to know and understand the gospel, because he would finally humble himself, not pulling the Lord aside, telling him that he knows better. When the Lord taught St. Peter that he must go and die, he did so because, as we have all come to know and understand, it was the sacrifice necessary for the salvation of the world. And if our Lord did not undergo his passion and his death, then he would not be the great benefactor of mankind. And we are the beneficiaries of his great benefactions. And so let us enter into that mystery by humbly submitting ourselves to the formation of Holy Mother Church, to truly learn the life of our Lord, so that that life may be lived in us, but always knowing that that life comes to us through the intercession of the Immaculate Virgin Mary. And it was not until St. Peter finally humbled himself, accepting the divine maternity, that he became a true child of God. And henceforth, he will go forth until the end of time as the vanguard of truth, teaching us the same truths that the Lord taught him, and showing us how to put those truths into practice in each and every generation, so that truly the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the heart of mercy, the heart of love, may come to reign over all societies, and most especially may come to reign over our hearts and our minds, so that we may be useful instruments in the hands of the Immaculate Virgin Mary for the conquest of all souls for the kingdom of God. And so Let us, as St. Peter finally did, get behind our Lord so that we may learn from him, so that we may become all that he intends us to be, so that we may become the great saints he wishes us to be. And so, let us remember that our Lord has taken us out of the company of the wicked, that is, the neighborhood of the wicked, as we learned in yesterday's gospel, and has placed us in the company of the saints, and our Lord being the saint of saints. And so, let us dwell in their company so that we may go out and go forth from here to claim all souls for his most wonderful kingdom, so that all mankind may come to dwell for all eternity in that kingdom, in that abode that cannot be taken from us.